Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. A drama of historic importance is playing out in the English-speaking Caribbean that maybe not enough folk are paying attention to. The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago has basically said to the U.S. administration, in your moves against Venezuela, Trinidad and Tobago is ready to support you up to the point of allowing U.S. troops to operate out of local soil. Historic perspectives are necessary here. The U.S. once maintained a military base in a place called Chagos Ramos. Not sure that that physical place would play a role in 2025. It, however, reminds that this relationship once existed. Another aspect of regional U.S. history that should be recalled is the invasion of Grenada in the early 1980s. Anyone with knowledge of diplomatic activities, especially among so-called superpowers and small developing states, understands that Dominica's prime minister didn't just up and ask the Americans to intervene. It is more like Eugenia Charles was asked to ask the U.S. to enter Grenada. That is how real politics, real world diplomacy works. But in Trinidad and Tobago, questions are being asked if the prime minister is merely seeking to curry favor with the U.S. administration. That is a valid question if one looks at the fact that Trinidad and Tobago now has a Ministry of Homeland Security. Where did that come from? Lesson here is not necessarily the mistakes of how Grenada was invaded, but that small island developing states cannot afford to become involved in battles, whether of the military or of the words variety, between larger, more developed countries. The small one always loses after being used. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.